So long as one is not dogmatic, it is perfectly logical to compare aspects of the American Republic some 230 years after the Declaration of Independence with ancient Rome and the British Empire. Pundits of all sorts have been doing so for decades. In 14 speeches to the U.S. Senate on Roman constitutionalism in 1993, the venerable Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat from West Virginia, observed, "Many, if not most, of the framers were conversant with Roman history and with the history of England. They were also familiar with the political philosophy of Montesquieu, whose political theory of checks and balances and separation of powers influenced them in their writing of the Constitution. Montesquieu was also influenced in his political philosophy by the history of the Romans, by contemporary English institutions, and by English history. This is true, and a good reason for putting the United States in a class with the Roman Republic as well as the British Empire. But I want to focus on the traditional Roman and British comparisons for other reasons, more germane to our moment. The collapse of the Roman Republic offers a perfect case study of how imperialism and militarism can undermine even the best defenses of a democracy. While enthusiasts for the American Empire systematically prettify the history of the British Empire in order to make it an acceptable model for the United States today. When it comes to the collapse of Roman democracy, Zhou Enlai's dictum probably applies. Not enough time has passed to produce a universally accepted understanding of the events. The problem is not one of new materials, since short of a miraculous archaeological discovery, new sources that could alter our basic knowledge about ancient Rome are unlikely to appear. Writers today have roughly the same sources that Shakespeare consulted in writing his plays Julius Caesar, Antony and Cleopatra, Coriolanus, and Timon of Athens, primarily the Greek historian Plutarch. Contemporary historians can also consult remnants from the works of three Roman historians, Livy, Tacitus, and Suetonius. Nonetheless, Rome still inspires utterly contradictory interpretations, providing a classical backdrop for clashing contemporary political projects. Three contemporary books illustrate the differences of opinion about the Roman Republic's end that are alive and flourishing today. The British classicist Anthony Everett's Cicero, The Life and Times of Rome's Greatest Politician, is a worthy example of what might be thought of as Western historical orthodoxy. The view that Julius Caesar was a military populist, the leader of the mob against entrenched representatives of the constitutional order, and a tyrant. In this analysis, Cicero, a senator and consul, acted selflessly to try to preserve constitutional government against implacable forces of corruption and the abuse of military power. During his childhood and youth, Everett writes, Cicero had watched with horror as Rome set about dismantling itself. If he had a mission as an adult, it was to recall the Republic to order